this really now what started this, making sure that the audit hazing efforts are somewhat similar to what were done when
our participants have joined the conference.
Underwent performance standards.
That's right. And so the information we got from the field unit 2 months ago, I think it was, showed that for the DALs, the effort, you know, the bird numbers, I think it was bird numbers on that graph, were much higher in the last 2 or 3 years than they were.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately what it reflects is, not that you can see it, but
in the hazy
2011 area. Was there one is. Of the just lowest.
Yeah, you passed this out last meeting.
Yeah.
And that was the performance year.
And we talked about then that there was different flows, et cetera.
Right. And there's artifacts of why the numbers were down that year, and not artifacts. There's environmental influences that change the distribution of birds in the project. Sometimes they're high, sometimes they're low, regardless of whether we're hazing or not.
Yeah,
regardless of whether there's fish there or not. You know,
so what I'm trying to get at is some way of standardizing the approach of assuring that the hazing activities are effective as they were.
And it really circles back
to setting the bar is an issue.
To me, it circles back to the idea of a trigger, right? So if you're seeing an abnormally high number of birds, that then should trigger additional action.
I guess that's true.
Right? I mean, it's a very cyclic kind of thing. We talk about this issue over here, this one over here, but ultimately, to me, they all come back to having a larger monitoring program that helps us determine in-season hotspots and longer-term trends of birds and projects.
I don't think we want to see it go that broad again. Since this was done, we did individual plans. But
right. The biggest problem with that is all the plans are different. We no longer have comparable data.
Right. But all we need there is a standardized, what are going to be the metrics we use to evaluate the year that we did performance standard testing as we move forward if we change or reduce our level of effort? Because as long as our level of effort stays the same, we have already built in, if the numbers increase, that we're going to take actions. So to me, that's what you're talking about here, is you need some criteria. If a project decides we're going to reduce efforts, whether it's an economic reason or whatever, what metrics are you going to be judged by in lieu of when you did performance standard testing?
That's it. Yeah. That's it. I just want to make sure that, and it really comes back to the DALs over and over again, because there the argument was, and will be, I think, I mean, I've seen some documents from the court saying that met standards there, met standards in these 2 years, didn't meet standard for steelhead for one of the years, but the next year, we implemented a whole bunch of avian hazing and wires, and those in combination with anything else, not standard. So, but that was a big part of the reason why the standard was met that next year, and it was smashed. I mean, it was like 99% or something like that. So, survival for steelhead is really high. But and if you look at the fish, if you look at the biop, you would say, well, you failed. The DALs is go back and start again because you missed it 1 year. And you don't get
so that goes back to the idea of, do you average between the 2 years or not, right? That seems like a finer policy point.
No, it's not a policy point. You cannot. It
seems like that very much is a policy point.
You can't average between, no, it's not a policy point. It says as black and white as can be in the bio. So you cannot average, you can average among projects.
So in the avian subgroup, we're not really dealing with the performance standards specifically. So I guess we don't even necessarily talk about.
Well, if we're going to develop language on that, let's start to capture what we've talked about here. You know, since then we have management plans in place with the assumption of a similar effort ongoing. If and when we do performance standards and at a later time we change the level of effort, we've got to develop the criteria of what's a big exclamation point or whatever, that more discussion's needed.
That's it. Yeah. I think that's it. Just to make sure that the effort is achieving the same goals that we achieved in the standard attainment studies during those years. And so that could be different at every dam. It doesn't have to be standardized across all dams.
So I'll just say that from the Portland District side of this, we are moving to a standardized program between our three dams. We're going to have a common list of species that we're looking at, and we're going to report common metrics. We're going to look at foraging birds and non-foraging birds, forebay and tail race, and we'll be able to show you through time whether that number of birds has increased, decreased, or stayed the same. That's the goal of our monitoring program. That's the information that Division's asking me for. And currently, the current system we have, I can't provide it because we're looking at different birds at different dams and sometimes even in different ways. That took all of 2 years for that to completely, essentially revert to what we had prior to the standardization effort. It's maybe more robust because it's on people's radar and they're more actively pursuing it, but, you know, biologists have their own opinion about what they think is important and what they want to do. We just need to kind of frame that out a little more fully.
So as far as the standardized data collection is one thing, meeting the performance standard in the change of hazing or wire arrays that were used during the performance standard test, and if you
sounds like we got a
if you change from that, what's the trigger? I mean, you cannot. What you're saying is, okay, you got to do the same thing every year.
I'm saying you need to have the same effect.
Yes, the same effect every year.
There are some actions so how you that are want to be the same effect regardless of environmental issues, and then there are going to be some actions that may have, as you pointed out, some variability on uncontrolled environmental conditions. You're talking about monitoring. That's
yeah. But monitoring is exactly how we determine the effectiveness of our hazing program.
Right. So that's the question. How do you know? I mean, you're saying you're having the same effect, but how? What is that? What's the trigger? What tells you that?
I think it's foraging.
It's a monitoring.
Birds.
Number of birds.
Number of foraging birds.
Yeah. Right. That's simple.
You hit a level, you got to be doing X or more.
If it's gone, you know, if you have changed something, like Ann says, you're out there with boats hazing, you've got boat hazing, you've got land-based hazing, you've got all these wires up, and then half the wires fall down and you decide not to boat haze. Good enough, we're walking away from that.
No, well, we're not
I'm
going to
say, well, the boat hazing at the Dalles, you did. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm saying, well, wait a minute, you know, let's, and the numbers seem to reflect that result.
And I think the numbers are more reflective, though, especially in that 2011 is the lowest year since we started the more robust counting. And
that's the year we put the most effort in the hazing.
And it's also the same year that none of the loafing areas downstream of the Dalles were available for birds to hang out in. Water was high, humidity was high.
So there's, like,
you
a
know, there's a variety of ways you could say,
okay,
wow,
well, then
it's not
you just made a good case to throw out that year from the performance test. Thank you very much.
That's policy.
You're welcome. The hazing effort was the same in 2010.
Well, no, you just made up, but it is a biological rationale.
The hazing effort was the same in 2010 and 2011. So this difference, we didn't, you know, I never attributed that to increased hazing.
No, that's not true.
No, I never have.
There's, well, you, okay, whatever.
I mean, so what are you saying?
We're saying the Corps of Engineers is saying. I just told you what the Corps of Engineers is saying.
We're not saying that.
You are.
Well, okay.
You may not be, but at a higher level.
I understand that there's. So we did have some conversations.
I will send
about
you
this
the document.
Okay. You're talking about this document. I've never seen it. I know anything about it.
Division.
Yeah. We're being told that because of improved hazing, that's why you made the standards.
There are more avian lines added between 10 and 11.
There was.
The hazing was exactly the same between them.
So we can tell you that our conversation
speaking
with Division.
So people on the phone can hear.
Oh, who's on the phone?
Ken's on the phone.
Ken's like, he's going to care about this. Like,
hey, Ken.
Well, he's.
Division told us that there is no letter. There won't be sent out a letter. We shouldn't be talking about a letter. They're not sure why this keeps coming up, though I'm sure we all know why it keeps coming up. But
because they talked to us!
Yes, but our guidance is that there is no letter that will be coming out.
Gary, you send your copy?
What I'll do is I'll send it out to everybody.
That's a Tammy technique. I like it.
Oh, my God, it was an accident.
Gary's won't be so much accidental.
I had my last
hour. All right, so what's...
Go ahead.
What are you sending out, Gary?
He's not.
No, I probably can't. But, well, it's a core document. I mean, it's just, Okay, what is the core? The core is going to decide that they didn't meet the standard
at the Dalles.
At the Dalles, mm-hmm. Or that there's no process.
No, I mean the core. As far as I'm concerned, we're going to continue doing what we've been doing and get a standardized monitoring approach in place.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's the problem with that?
Well, I'm looking at that graph and seeing that the amount of bird in that tail race is higher in the last 3 years than it was in the first 2 years. And those first
with
2 years
with the same effort, with the same effort of monitoring. I mean, how did that numbers get generated?
This is all through the project.
The same exact. Mission. Every year has been the same.
Yeah, it's been constant through the year.
And you're saying that is what you want to justify the hazing increase or?
No, that's the.
I guess that's my question.
Okay, so here's the point. We had discussions before. We haven't seen a final letter. You've seen a final letter. Part of the rationale for why the Dalles is now completed the performance center test is that in 2011, through better hazing, wires, whatever they want to credit to, bird predation was lower, and therefore we made the standards. So we'd say, well, that's fine, but then you need to ensure that you have that same level of effectiveness for hazing in the future years if you want to say, because part of the thing is you say certain operations and certain conditions have to occur if you want to say that you've met your, you can now say that project no longer needs to do anything to meet its performance standards. And I think...
Yeah, I mean, it's anything yeah. that the Corps is doing at the time you're making the performance standard tests. You say, now we've made the test, we've made the standard. Whatever you're doing, your operation includes hazing. It includes wires. It includes everything you've done for avian predation abatement. Those need to continue at the same effectiveness level over the years, forever. Because you guys signed on to this damn performance standard. You guys gave it to us, not just you, Bert, but the Corps did. And the action agencies shoved it down our throats. So I'm just turning around and saying, okay, fine. We bought into that. It's in the buyout. We've said that if you do this, you've made the standard for the concrete.
And there's no more actions required.
There's no more actions
so
required.
So every year you need to have that kind away. Of information and know that we hazed in the same level and say, okay,
so
we're
need
good.
To make sure that
we haze. If you can get to that level of bird activity through other actions, so you probably say that
and
that's
got the point. I mean, if you change it, if I guess one way you could look at it is as long as you keep up the same effort, that's kind of the operation. The effectiveness hopefully will follow the effort. There's going to be ups and downs because of environmental conditions, whatever. I don't think it has to be an annual thing. But I think we need to be assured that the Corps is going to make the same effort year to year to year to year to reduce avian predation. So in the case of the Dalles, that effort was cut back. And that was what concerned me, was, well, what was the effect of that? If there was no effect of that cutback, I'm okay. Okay.
Well, by just looking at the year 2010 compared to 2012, right? So 2010, full on, both the heavy, 10 and 11 were the heavied up years, right?
Were they both heavied up years?
Both of them, yeah.
Okay.
And then when you look at the confidence intervals around 12, overlaps with 10, 13 and 14, both higher than 10, you know, like, it's kind of what you're willing to accept, right? And that is more of a decision point based on, I think, more data. And I think looking at this as a trend, as a monitoring program, trends over time.
Yeah,
increasing,
that trend
decreasing
concerns
is the same.
Me.
And I think it's going to take more years of data than this.
So, okay, if we come in with 10 and 11 heavy, and the that bar stays the same, then what?
10 and 11 heavy.
Like heavy hazing.
If we return to that level
right.
of hazing
effort.
Oh, you mean
right
in 15,
yeah.
16,
yeah.
and
I mean,
drop back down.
And see what happens.
Or if it stays the same as it is.
Right. So,
I
mean,
effect.
Is
well,
that
I mean,
the
it,
next,
gets, it gets back to.
How are we going to answer the question?
Yeah.
You're
I mean,
saying you
this,
have to
this
do
an
it.
Was it an accident for those 2 years that it was so low or not? That's. Yeah,
well, I guess I would suggest right. it wasn't really low for 11.
I mean,
ten.
If we have the funding available,
average.
We'll do what we have to do.
Well, I think that's it. I guess the funding issues and whether or not you have enough money to keep up the programs.
You know, and then there's the lethal take issue, which we need to talk about.
That the Corps is doing all this stuff, or the action agencies do all this stuff on the performance test here and then kind of lax off on that because it was expensive and, you know, not meet those standards and not meet that level of performance in years out.
I've not had the conversation with Division. I don't know if you guys have. It sounds like you've been in this, but...
Bern, I don't want to break the bank here.
I don't want to break the bank either, but I also, you know, I want to do the hazing that's necessary.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't want this to turn into some massive research project or anything like that. I just wanted to set up something that would allow us some continuity and some ability to look back as we go forward to say, you know, looks like we're in the same ballpark. It's going to be some environmental ups and downs. You know, some years you're going to have high flows and, you know, like you say, some of the areas will be underwater and birds won't be able to sit there, and otherwise that brings up its other issues, but
right.
Set those aside. Let those highs and lows work themselves out, but I just want to make sure that we're looking and that we have some way to look back. And I think the program really is set up to do that already. It's just that we're not looking at it that way. We just need to be able to look at it that same way, be able to look back, okay, and do we have the baseline as we get these performance standard years accomplished and meet those standards, do we have enough monitoring out there to be able to look back from the future and say, yeah, we're good. You know, it hasn't accelerated to any ridiculous level. It hasn't, mm-hmm. You know, dropped off, that's fine.
I mean, that's why we went to the weekly reporting, and we talked in several meetings about that, was to have a way that if there was things that appeared to be changing, that people could track it over time in between years. So I think our stance, just since you're asking, you know, we're plan right now, and barring economic issues, is, you know, we're going to maintain.
So what's maintain at McNary mean?
It will actually, what it means is that in a given year, the hazing you did the year you did performance standards, you would still pay APHIS. In our case, it's all done by APHIS to do. If we're doing boat hazing for a lethal take, that we would continue the lethal take. So if we were to stop the lethal take, that would be huge. We'd have to come back and say, okay,
that's it.
What are you doing in addition now that you're not doing lethal take? Because you've got twice as many birds again now, and you don't seem to be as effective.
So yeah, we need to pursue. We obviously need to pursue.
Yeah, that's all.
You pursue that. You can
so I think we're okay.
Maybe. I mean, that's what I'm just going to.
Yeah. I mean,
we can hold this going forward. I think.
To be honest, I'm not a huge advocate of it.
The issue for us is we have some very zealous project bios that are former wildlife bios that would like to take everything in the world and do it at their projects. And I have been very ineffective at controlling that. That said, my fallback is if we're doing it, you know, we seem to be at a place where everybody's comfortable with what we're doing and adding more if we need it. And so,
no, it's exactly right. You don't need to do any more than what you've done to meet your performance standard. In my mind, I mean, other people might have an opinion of that, but for our purposes, for meeting standards, if you meet the standard with whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. If you're not going to keep doing it, tell us what you're going to do otherwise to make up for it, or maybe you want to get extra credit. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's... we're going to take out more
birds. I know.
We're going to take them all out. You know,
I think my take home here is...
Well, I think you should pursue the lethal take, Bern, if you can get the political will.
I'll try.
It has helped us, I think. Mm-hmm. It's not a save all, but it's a good assistant. It comes in, it's a really strong message. At least, you know, you've got to do it periodically, but it's a lot more effective than just
Cordy
hazing.
Totally armed.
How'd it work out? You're talking about McNary this past
well,
season?
Actually, we had it at all of the projects.
Yeah, but McNary was kind of the one that would make an obvious impact if we were going to see something. And
right.
It sounds like you did.
Yeah, we haven't had what we had 2 years ago. And I don't know, is that something that you've been tracking, Ken, and you want to make any comments on?
Unfortunately, last year I wasn't able to get outside as much as I wanted to see that, so I didn't really ever observe them doing lethal. But according to the Jesse from ABIS, he says it appears to be effective to him as far as moving birds out.
Is that some Vaseline in there, too?
That's the other version.
Yeah, well, we haven't had ever increasing numbers at McNary, which we had that first year after the bypass outfall was out there, and we seem to have more control. Circumstances. We know we're dispersing birds with the use of lethal, where we were very effective when we were just trying to haze from shore.
All right, I think I can wrap this up. Wrap. 1 o'clock.
Okay, so then
happy hour
recap.
I got to go pursue lethal.
I'll yep.
Continue to fund at the level that needs to be funded at. For the
okay, but I think
for performance studies, I mean performance
standards,
yeah. And if and we then don't we have the money, then there's going to be some issues. But right. We're also going to standardize the collecting and monitoring.
Well, that's I guess what I'm after yeah. most is just right. a roadmap that allows us to look back. I mean that the program as it was set up after we went through all the process of setting it up didn't really have that back check thing part of it. And that's what I'm asking for. Just let's make sure we can have that back check as a part of the program. So it's making sure that as we go through monitoring that we have enough information so that as we make some changes, we can look back to see what was the activity at the time that we made these standard, and then can we check against that as we go forward. And I realize that those are, and Nathan will tell me, that that's just one or two years.
Just two data points.
Yeah, it's just two data points, and so it doesn't incorporate all the averages that could happen because of the high flows, low flows, and all the other things that are going on, but it's all we have. I mean, it's 2 years, right. So that's what you got. So you're looking back at that, and you're comparing your effort and your effectiveness against that, and if the effort changes, the effectiveness should be the same.
And if the effort doesn't change, and how do you measure the effectiveness?
Pretty much okay. I just don't think that...
Well, we have those weekly reports and the plans we put in place for each of the projects that gives these guys something to, like, look at over time. So if they see a big flag, they're going to come at you just like they are now. But
you can think of
and
that
we're going to continue to report mean number of foraging birds at the projects over this kind of standard April through end of July.
You can show that you're doing, you have the same effect that you did. And I think if you can bring on lethal and you can show that you're having the same effect that you did, let's say, like 11 when you made it, then you can switch to that.
Yeah. And that's what the long-term data does for you. That's what you need this monitoring
right.
program. Whether you're,
you know, we're committed
to that.
I'm committed to
funding this.
Yeah. I'm not trying to fight anybody.
I know.
Well,
you're just trying to figure out what makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. It's 1 o'clock. I'm hungry. We don't have to talk anymore.
And for the justification for the lethal.
And he's got a big wallet today, so.
He does. He's saying, well, okay, well, that's good. That's good.
Well, yeah. I mean, you talk a little bit differently than I do about this. I'm not really pushing back. You've been pushing back.
Right.
And I'm just like, and I don't know what, I might be getting a policy call here to slam me down, but as of now, you know, I'm going to continue trying to budget this.
Yeah.
And
I think for the
due diligence and then have the FFU continue standardizing a method here.
It's more important to Dells than the other projects just because of
right.
the story.
Well, that's
story
this
changes,
year,
that's
you know. You know is the core. We
that's
need
why
to
we need to continue
so
collecting good data.
Program, we need it at all three.
And that's going to give us the justification for the lethal. When we go for them to build that case, we got to have the data.
Yeah.
Especially for you, especially wildlife search. I mean, you know, I'll try to collect 10 birds for, you know, stomach samples, and they just, no way, God forbid.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If you're taking lethal, are you taking all the stomach samples when you get them? Are you retrieving those birds?
No, we are. Remember, we're hiring APHIS, who already had a lethal take permit, and that was our best path forward. However, there are some challenges there. So, you know, one of the things that came up as we talked about this last year is that there's kind of additional oversight by Project BIOS in order to assure performance with APHIS. Most often it's been related to pigeon control.
Yeah, there's been some other.
But what we found is it's like anything. If someone takes the responsibility to make sure that folks are accountable, we can keep the program what it needs to be. That said, at some of our projects, we had some Project BIOS stepping back and saying, oh, so-and-so is the COR, you know, and then all of a sudden coming in and saying, oh, well, my project, Joe isn't here to shoot pigeons 5 days a week. He was supposed to be here. He says he's here, but he's not here. So then it's like, okay, Project Bio, you're the person on site. Tell us, talk to the person, talk to them about what we put in your, what you put in the work statement and what you agreed to fund. If and when they're not meeting that, then let's go through the process that we need to go through, and we'll work through that and get it resolved. And we've been pretty effective with that. Biggest place that we had issues that have just come up in recent weeks is storage of weapons, and they always need to be in lock boxes. And we did find that there were some workarounds that seemingly took place at a project where people were putting them in a locked closet, which was not allowable for under core policy, and yada yada yada. So you know, there's just little things like that, yeah, where people are, yeah, looking
storage
for
storage of pyro, storage of ammo,
yep,
and guns,
yep.
It's always tricky.
Well, one of the, I know Joyce has been an issue with you guys, and I don't know if that's something that data help will help. I mean, it's, it seems to me it's been other opinions.
Seem to work in the estuary at least, right?
Right. So, I mean, I haven't had the conversation with her since she told me not no, but hell no. But maybe now she's changed her mind.
Yeah.
Say, hey, there's pressure coming from the other agencies.
Yeah. Well, just tell her, though.
I think that's maybe what we're going to have to do.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, we can't disclude John Day, because the reason we made most of the prior improvements to John Day was because of the new bird wire system.
That's true.
Well, if that bird wire system starts failing,
we've seen some signs of that.
Yeah, so. And they're having problems maintaining.
That's,
so we're going to need something else to back it
up. Example.
They're actually getting the wires installed this, hopefully in the next few months.
Good.
It's just more of the long-term maintenance.
Yeah.
That you guys are,
right.
There's lots of moaning about that.
There was. It may not be an issue, and if it's not, then
awesome.
That's fine. Nothing comes of it. I just think that's...
due diligence.
Yeah, due diligence. That's a good word for it. Just to keep an eye on what's going on out there to make sure we're achieving the goals of the program. So, I'm a little under... I don't quite understand, Nathan, what you were talking about as far as the changes to the Portland District monitoring. Was that... Do you guys have an effort afoot to do something completely different than what's in the plan? Or is that in top?
No, the plan just wasn't very detailed. For example, it doesn't list specifically which species we're monitoring for.
Right.
You know, and it's, which ends up being, well, we have these birds on projects, we're counting these three, we're counting these four, we're only counting these two.
That was an issue. What we were trying to establish through the development of the plan was a base. You know, what species, and I don't care if people count